Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Peyim Abeis. We're holding on Peyim and Aleph, 12 lines in the bottom, by the two dots. So the Mishnah said, Ashaysim Loy Lugmov, that the Shir for Shti on Yom Kippur, to be Chayiv Kares, is Loy Lugmov, which literally means two cheekfuls. However, Amrav Yudah Mar Shmo, Loy Loy Lugmov Mamish, Alek Kol She'ilu Yisal Kenu Litzad Echad V'yei Ra'a Kamoy Lugmov, so that's already the Shir. It's not Mamish two cheekfuls, as long as you would put it to one cheek, and it gives the appearance as if both of your cheeks are full, meaning let's say your right cheek is full. So someone standing on your right, he assumes that both cheeks are full, so that's already the Shir, which is Chayiv Kares and Yom Kippur. One cheekful. In fact, the Gemara Vanan Tanam Maloy Lugmov, but it says Maloy Lugmov Mashma two cheekfuls, says the Gemara Ema Kim Maloy Lugmov, and it really just means a like a it looks like a Maloy Lugmov. May say, in fact, the Gemara Kama Yishdev Yechayiv, the Braisa says, how much does a person have to drink on Yom Kippur? To Encourage of Kares, Beshami Aimer Revias, Besil Aimer Maloy Lugmov, Rabbi Aimer Mishram Avili Azer, Kim Maloy Lugmov. Different shitas. Beshame says Revias, Beisel says Maloy Lugmov, which is where the question is from. We assume that we pass Kalink Beisilo. So Beisel says Maloy Lugmov. Rabbi Yehuda says Mishem Rabbi Eliezer, Kimloy Lugmov. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Aimer, Kadegamiya. But the point is that Beisel says Maloy Lugmov. So how could you tell me Kimloy Lugmov? Says the Gemara, why is it any better of a kasha than from our Mishnah? Mi adi from Imas Nisan, Doi Kimna Kadesh Yeiroya. We said that even in the Mishnah, when it says Maloy Lugmov, it just means that it looks like a Maloy Lugmov. So Achanami, Kadesh Yira, here also, Kadesh Yeiroya, it just means that it should look like a Maloy Lugmov, meaning it really just means Kimloy Lugmov. Well, in fact, the Gemara, that can't be, because Yahachi Hainer Rabbi Eliezer, that was Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that the Shir is Kimloy Lugmov. Says the Gemara, no, Ikabinayim Maloy Lugmov Dachuk. How full does it have to be? According to Beis Hillel, it's only if it's mamish full, that's the Shir to be Chayiv Kares. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if it's not so full, as long as it's relatively full, so that's already a Shir that's Chayiv Kares. Mask of Rabbi Yishayo, M. Cain, if so, that Beis Hillel really just meant one cheek full, so then Havali Mikuli Beis Shammai, Muchamir Beis Hillel. So this is an example that Beis Shammai is being more makel, because really the Shir of Beis Shammai is larger, so he's being more makel. It takes more to be Chayiv Kares. Or Revius is larger than one cheek full. It's smaller than two cheek fulls, but it's larger than one cheek full. One cheek full, the way we pass in, is just the Rav Revius. So if so, this Machleika should have been listed amongst the other kulais of Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel and Maseches Idyos, and Lemaisa it's not. So says the Gemara, Amar Le'ei, or Amar Le'ei Rabbo, that Rabbi said back to Rav Yishayo, that Ki Itshel, Be'ag Melech HaBashan Itshel. When this Machlaikas was discussed, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Eliezer, V'hulu, so it was discussed with regards to Ag Melech HaBashan. And with regards to Ag Melech HaBashan, he has a very large mouth, and therefore, the Havu Le'ei Beis Shammai L'chumra. Really, Revius is a smaller shear. Maloy Lugmov of Ayg Melech HaBashan is really much larger than a Revias. And being that we're even talking about a large person, so therefore this is now listed in the Mishnayos and Idyos as an example of a case where Beis Shammai is more Meiko than Beis Hillel, because it's not absolute, it just depends on the size of the person. For people that are larger, Beis Shammai is a Chumra, so therefore it's not listed over there in Idyos. Mask for Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Zeiro asked, it comes out, you're telling me that the Shir of Maloy Lugmov is subjective. If so, ma'ishna achila de kol chad v'chad b'chakeseves, u'ma'ishna shtia de kol chad v'chad b'didei. What's the pshat that when it comes to achila, the shir is a keseves agaso, that's an objective shir. And when it comes to shtia, it's Maloy Lugmov, which we're saying is a subjective shir. So Amar Le Abaye, kimluhu l'rabbanan b'chakeseves, the rabbanan are certain that when it comes to keseves, the ba'achi miyasva da'ite batzim achila miyasva. That it's exactly a keseves that gives a person yishav adas. However, when it comes to shtia, b'didei miyasva da'ite, b'dechai v'lo miyasva da'ite. When it comes to shtia, a person's satisfaction, a person's yishav adas, is based on the size of his mouth. His one cheekful is what gives him yishav adas. Well, maskvar vizera, how can you tell me that when it comes to Kesevah Sagasa, that everybody has the same shear? You mean to tell me that everyone in the world, that's the shear? Even for the biggest giant, that's the shear to give Yishav Adas? How does that make any sense? So Amar Le Abaye, it's not shver. Kimlu l'rabbanan debachim yas v'dayte, batzer me'achilim yas v'dayte. The rabbanan are certain that that's the way it works. However, miu kuli amatuva v'ayim melech habashim porta. For other people that are smaller, so it might give them Yishav Adas for for a longer amount of time, and for Eg Melech HaBashan for a very short amount of time. But either way, no matter what, no one gets Yishev Hadas when it's a smaller amount of food than that. And no one needs more than that amount of food to get Yishev Hadas. Always that's the amount that gives Yishev Hadas. The Shaila is just how long it will be Miyashev Hadas. Mask for Rabbi Zeiro. Rabbi Zeiro asked the Kasha, how does this make any sense that the Shir B'Kiseves Hagasa is an objective Shir? What about the different types of foods? Basar Shamin B'Chakiseves, Lavi Gefani B'Chakiseves. You mean to tell me that's the same Shir when a person eats fatty meat as when he eats grape leaves? L'chayra fat meat is going to give a person much more Yishev Hadas? Says the Gemara again, similar, same as before, really. Amr le Abaye, then no. Kimluhu le Rabbanon, de Bahachi, miyas vedaite, batsumerchino miyas vedaite. The Rabbanon are certain, that's the way it works. That's the exact amount that gives Yishev Hadas. Always, all types of foods. Miu, it's just that. Basar Shamin, tuva, lulavi gefan importa. Basar Shamin might give a person Yishev Hadas for a longer amount of time, and lulavi gefanim for a shorter amount of time, but that's always the shir. Maskefa Rava. Another kasho, similar type of kasho, that you mean to tell me kazayis bechdei achilas pras, ukaseves bechdei achilas pras? Normally the shir, to be mitzdarif achila, when it comes to other isurim, a kazayis of other isurim, is the amount of a person eats within the shir of kdei achilas pras. That's even when it's just the kazayis. So l'chayra kaseves, which is much larger than a kazayis, l'chayra you should have a much longer shir. So why is a kaseves also bechdei achilas pras? L'chayra you should have a larger shir. Even when you eat in a longer amount of time, should all be mitzdarif. So Amar Le Abaye said back, then no. The reason why the shir is kdei achilas pras is because kimluhu l'rabbanan debachim miyas v'dayte b'tvei me'ochi lo miyas v'dayte. It's only what a person eats within a shir of kdei achilas pras, only then if he eats a kiseves hagaso, so then he'll get yishev hadas, and if not, then he won't get yishev hadas. Maskefa Rava, kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, chatzi pras b'chdei achilas pras. Does that make any sense? Again, when it comes to other isurim, that's only what when one eats a kazayis within the shir of kdei achilas pras, that's mitzdarif. And then also when it comes to chatzi pras of tumas gevia, which is like two beitzim, Rashi says that also it's only if you eat it in the kdei achilas pras, the chayrut should be a much larger shir. And here you can't say the answer of yishev hadas. It's not telling yishev hadas. So why is the shir so short? So our papa, hanachlu tumas gevia dilav daraisehi. There, the reason why we're so meku when it comes to tumas gevia, that's only if you eat it in a short amount of time that it's mitzdarif, is because anyways tumas gevia is not daraisa. Says the Gemara, miyam rapapa hachi. The rapapa really say that tumas gevia is not daraisa. Vaksev leisistamu v'hem v'nit meisam bam v'am rapapa mikanshet tumas gevia daraisa. He said that tumas gevia is daraisa. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what he meant. Mida rabbanon ukras machta ba'amo. Really, it's mida rabbanon, and the pasuk's just in the smachta. Says the Gemara, Kolo Eichlin, we said in the Mishnah that all foods are mitzdarif with each other. Amar Papa, Eichel umtsa umilcha mitzdarif. Achal umtsa umilcha mitzdarif. If a person eats umtsa, some meat, with salt, so the salt is mitzdarif to the shir. Even though salt is not an achila, it's not food, kaven da achli inshi mitzdarifin, since a person eats it together with his meat, so therefore it's mitzdarif. Amar Reish Lakish said another halacha that sir shall gabi yerek mitzdarif lechak esavis yom kippurim, that the sauce that's on top of the vegetables, that's mitzdarif to the vegetables to create a shear of a kesavis and yom kippur. Says the Gemara Pshita, why not? Now the tema mashku, because I'm in the thought that the sauce is a mashke, and the Mishnah said that even though foods are mitzdarif with each other, foods and drinks are not mitzdarif. Kamash malon, then no kolach shuri oichla oichlahu, that anything that's there to enhance the food, it takes on the status of the food, so therefore the sauce has a din of eichel when it comes to eating it together with the vegetables, and therefore it's mitzdarif. Amar Reish Lakish, ha'eichel achila gasa b'yom kippurim, pater, the halacha is, if a person majorly overeats on Yom Kippur, so let's say he eats a lot erev Yom Kippur, and then leil Yom Kippur, while he's still super full, like mamish over the top, he eats some more, so the halacha is that he's pater, he's not chayiv karis for that achila. My time, because the pasuk says Ashalay Suna, that you're chayiv karis for not afflicting yourself. Ashalay Suna ksev. Problematic, but here you are still afflicting yourself. Adarabu. The achila gaso just gives you more mouth, you're just damaging yourself. It's not the bitul of the inoy. Amr Rav Yirmi, Amr Reish Lakish, a similar halacha, that zar sha'achal truma achila gaso, mashalim asa karavin, mashalim asa chaymish. If a zar eats truma and he eats it in the way of achila gaso, so the halacha is he doesn't pay a chaymish for that which he ate. Why? Because ki eichal, the Torah says it's only if you eat truma, so then you pay a chaymish. Pralamazik. But here he's not really eating the truma, he's just damaging it, because he's not getting any sort of achila out of the truma because he's doing it in an eifin of a chila gasla. Amr Rav Yirmi, Amr Rav Yechonon, zar shekayi says sa'irim shel truma mishayim es hakerem v'inu mishayim es hachaymish. Similar halacha, if a zar eats raw barley seeds, so he does not add a chaymish. Because again, ki yechal pran lemazik. Because that's not considered an achila, that's he's just being mazik, and therefore he does not add a chaymish. Amr Rav Shizvi, Amr Rav Yechonon, zar shebala shezifin, v'zar swallows a plum, shel truma, v'hikion, and then he throws it up. So va'achlan acher, and then someone else eats that plum. So besides the fact that that's disgusting, the Gemara says that rishay mishalim karen v'chaymish. That the first one he pays the karen and he adds a chaymish because he just did a regular achila. So for eating truma, he has to add in a fifth of its value. He has to add the chaymish. And sheni ain't a mishalim. Once the first one did that, lemaisa, he was kainet, so therefore the sheni, he just has to pay the first one for eating, so to speak, his firewood. So whatever the price of that amount of firewood costs, that's how much the sheni has to pay to the rishon.